Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The darkness of this present age seems to grow darker and deeper with each passing day, much like the diminishing daylight. This year, 2020, has been a year that most are eager to put in the rearview mirror of their lives. But there is much more than hanging up a new calendar on January 1. Our readings at the end of the church year have a twofold focus: the end of this present evil age and the dawn of the new heavens and the new earth, and the necessity of being prepared for it, for the glories of Christ's kingdom, which shall never end. The Apostle Paul draws such a comparison when he pictures the dark as the time when evil reigns. In darkness, lies contradict the truth. Many sins are committed in darkness so that others do not see them. The Christian is in this world, but does not belong to it. In another context, Paul says that our citizenship is in heaven. In holy baptism, you were made a citizen of the kingdom of light, this kingdom where Christ reigns unopposed forever. Earthly kingdoms will not last into eternity, not even our own nation. The Lord's return will come suddenly. It will be a day of judgment for all. And in both our epistle and the parable of the 10 virgins, light and darkness are contrasted. In darkness, the 10 virgins await the bridegroom's sudden return. In our epistle, Christians likewise await the sudden return of Christ at night. Christians are waiting people. The advent of the bridegroom is certain in both cases. In the three ecumenical creeds of the church, we confess Christ's return in judgment on the last day. It comprises part of our daily confession of the faith. Christ will return to judge the living and the dead. And yet most people have no fear of God's judgment. Many have rejected God in unbelief, and still others live as though this is merely a fable. It often seems that darkness is overwhelming us. In our nation, we seldom experience total darkness, even at night. We have night lights in our homes and street lights in our cities. We have flashlights and lanterns if the power goes off, or a power generator to keep our appliances running. Without these things, we would experience deeper darkness. We stumble around even in familiar settings. The parable of the 10 virgins admonishes us to be ready. Only 5 were ready, while the other 5 were not prepared to wait. Jesus admonishes us to watch, because we do not know the time of his return. It is not that sleeping is the problem, because all 10 virgins slept. The problem is preparedness. In the epistle, the danger is also lack of preparedness, which entangles us in the works of darkness. The Christian lives by a different standard than the world. Those who live in darkness think that they can get away with their evil deeds if no one sees them. They don't think they'll get caught. Many presume that if there is a judgment day, they will have ample time to fix what is wrong. But they are dead wrong. The destruction of this age will come suddenly, so suddenly that Jesus says it will be like the lightning that flashes from the east to the west so quickly you can't outrun God's judgment. That day will come like a thief in the night, quietly, secretly, suddenly. No human being will see its coming. And on that day, all the works of mankind will be laid bare, and all will see the sin that has been committed. As the psalmist reminds us, you have set our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. All of the evil of the world will be exposed, including yours and mine. But you have been called out of the spiritual darkness of this world into the light of Christ. At times, that light may be only a flickering candle of the five prepared virgins. But such a tiny light can be seen for miles on a totally dark night. But you are not in darkness, brothers, for that day to surprise you like a thief, Paul writes. Like the five wise virgins, you have light within you. And much of this is rehearsed in the great vigil of Easter when we enter the sanctuary and take our light from that paschal candle lighted today for the baptisms after our service. That candle is lit for all baptisms. And as we enter the sanctuary, the pastor chants the light of Christ three times as we fill the sanctuary. And each time the congregation chants in response, thanks be to God, as the light grows. The psalmist writes, for with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. Mankind stumbles around in the darkness of his sin. He cannot see the light until God's light shines on him. We do not create the light. God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. We confess of our Lord Jesus Christ in the Nicene Creed that he is God of God, light of light.